Hello, is there anybody there? What's happened to the theme tune?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I want you to remain perfectly calm. In 1952, you were involved in a serious road accident. The odds of you surviving were practically zero. In fact, they were zero. You're dead. Initially, we put you in a deep freeze, but then we needed a space for peas, and you were moved to a cryogenic facility. Well, then the cryogenic facility was shut down by someone who didn't believe in that kind of shit, and you were used as a wall hanging in an Alaskan theme restaurant. Finally, in the year 2000, you were transferred here, to a top-secret research facility, where we have attempted to revive you as part of our Friday afternoon hobby group.
Have you succeeded?
We believe so. Unfortunately, your body hasn't survived the thawing process. It took a lot of damage in the restaurant. Damn Alaskans. We've removed your brain and suspended it in a vat of liquid. But don't be alarmed. The liquid is biodegradable and causes no harm to the environment. The things you can hear around you are the twisted product of your own imagination, and the soundtracks from 50 years of science fiction films we've been piping directly into your cerebral cortex. That last bit was just for a bet. I hope you don't mind.
Everything I hear is part of my imagination. Even you?
Even me, yes. But don't tell my wife. She'd be off like a shot.
But Doctor, I keep having the most terrible dreams. One of them goes like this. Ohio, and William Logo has been arrested for posting a gallon of tomato sauce through the door of an office. Police did catch up with him, although his charges in connection with 24 other condiment-related crimes have to be taken with a pinch of salt. Godalming, and a wrestling tournament was interrupted by the unexpected appearance of the Virgin Mary. Originally made famous in connection with religious non-consensual birthing claims, the apparition appeared in the second row and made its way towards the toilets. Eyewitnesses admitted the whole thing could just be a ruse to preserve her reputation. Winchester, and George Clexon, a meteorologist, was duped into lending his Bill Haley LPs to a man dressed in black who claimed to be from the Ministry of Agriculture. Clexon, 26, but looking older, in a grey flannel suit and blue-black comb-over, subsequently reported an unearthly atmosphere surrounding the visit and was left with a sneaking suspicion that we are not alone.
Hello, Judy. Come in, sit down. Judy, you've been participating in these ESP tests for nearly 5 years now, and you have some of the most impressive mind-reading skills we've ever seen. You've come out as correct 95% of the time throughout the time we've been testing you.
Gosh, that's incredible.
It is. Indeed it is. These skills will be invaluable in the service of your country. Now, I want to ask you a question. A very important question. I need you to use all your powers in answering it. Does my secretary fancy me?
One of the dangers of interacting with the unknown is that of communicable diseases. And believe me, I should know. But what if the danger of infection comes not from beyond, but lurks among us, sitting, waiting, sitting, lurking, waiting.
Has he dropped off again?
Think so. Just run the tape.
The number of identified incidents of the mystery virus that has become known as Embling's disease after its first victim, George Embling, has risen to 250. The symptoms include vomiting, lethargy, fever, back pain, runny nose, sore throat, headaches, and sudden death. Doctors are still at a loss as to how the virus spreads, although work in isolating the Embling strain is still ongoing. People suffering from the symptoms are advised to contact their GP in the first instance.
Martin, wake up.
Right, surgery. That's where I am. Callie, funny, she looked younger before. It must be the light.
Were you dreaming?
I was in beautiful rolling fields on a cloudless summer's day, being beaten up by two men with baseball bats.
There's nothing. There's no pattern as to why people have Ambling's disease. I don't know where to go next. I've tried travel, food, it could be anything. I might as well ask them what their annual income is.
Is it my shift?
No. I just wanted to wake you to share my frustration.
Thanks.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello. Do you still have the pain?
Not so bad. The painkillers are working.
Good. That's good. Now, I asked you before, but if I could just check a few things with
you. Yes, no problem.
You haven't travelled outside the UK in the last few months.
Not for years.
Have you eaten out recently?
No, not for weeks and weeks.
Right. Good. Now, I wonder, could you tell me, what's your household income?
Radiation myth 23. Radiation sickness is fatal.
Loss of hair, nausea, and failure of the immune system after a nearby nuclear explosion will be fairly common symptoms, along with vaporization, complete loss of physical being, and death. But a much more likely outcome is complete recovery. Simply take to bed for a few days, if you can find one still standing, and you'll be fine, just fine.
Radiation myth 24. Radiation will cause all my hair to fall out.
Not all of it. But yes, those communists have aimed radiation directly at the things likely to impact your self-esteem, your hair, and your ability to father children. However, if you survive, your hair will grow back. Just not necessarily on top of your head.
Good morning, children. Now, children, today is a very important day. Do you know why? No, it's not Christmas, Peggy. You are going to leave school. You're all 14 years old, and it's time for you to make your way in the world. What does this mean?
No, George, it doesn't mean dole money.
That's right, Abigail. Green forms. We all have to fill in green forms. These are the forms named after Mr. Green, who designed them, and have green written on them in red on white paper, and we all have to put them in the blue box labelled white, after Mr. White, who gave us the box. Wasn't that nice of him? Have you all filled your names in? That's good. Now, move on to the box labelled Career. Oh yes, it used to be labelled Career. Now it's just called Job. I expect that's just because it's easier to spell. You just have to tick the option that you want to choose. There are three boxes for the girls and three boxes for the boys. You can do anything you like. No, George, you can't be a nurse. Why? Because that's one of the girls' boxes. Are you a girl, George? Don't be silly. Anthony, you can't be both in the army and unemployed. Yes, I know I said you could do anything you like. Be realistic, Peter. Yes, unemployed and housewife are essentially the same, aren't they, Abigail? Hurry along now, children. It doesn't really matter. Are you all done? Good. The next box is your sexual partner. Yes, George? Ask your parents, George. The important thing is that you stay together, if only for the children's sake. Don't copy from Abigail, Jeremy. No, Jeremy, you can't put George. I don't care what they do in France. Now, after that, you have a set of tick boxes to fill in as you see fit. Yes, George? What's closet homosexuality? Ask Jeremy. No, Abigail. Spiralling violence is for the boys. Anthony? Disfiguring disease has been ticked for you? No, I don't know why. You can go for one of the others too, if you like. How about bitter recluse? Well, you know best. Are we done? Good. Well, you know where to stick them? George, don't do that.
Tea. Tea. I must have tea. Refreshing blend. Foil. Unopened. No apparent pot. I'll try this. Sugar.
Martin, are you alone?
Good morning, Callie. Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it? In terms of my personal isolation, as you know, my life is defined by a series of uncomfortable interactions with women who stayed long enough to rearrange my kitchen, but not for any other lasting effect, fueling speculation, amongst other things, as to whether the two of us will ever get it together. Now, where is the sugar?
There's been a development.
Dash it all.
What?
I got one of those newfangled electric kettles and it's boiled dry.
We have a correlation.
Now I'll have to change the fuse before I can have a cup of tea.
Did you hear? One of the ridiculous investigations has returned a result.
What with?
Class. They're all middle class, Martin.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? You only live around the corner.
Tea?
Right.
Hello, is that Jim's Taxis?
Hello?
I'd like to book a taxi, please.
Where from?
I should tell you first that I'll need some help getting into the taxi.
Are you in a wheelchair?
A wheelchair? No, nothing like that. No, I'm a brain in a jar. I'll need to be carried.
I don't think we can carry you.
No, I am quite heavy.
You'll need to get to the taxi yourself.
I see. And it's also very important that none of my fluid gets spilled.
Fluid?
Yes, no sudden braking or sharp corners.
Where are you?
Well, that's another problem, you see. I have no idea where I am. I'm just a brain in a tank. I could be anywhere. Hello? Hello?
Martin, where have you been? It's been an hour.
I had to go out and buy some fuse wire. And then a new kettle.
This could be the biggest discovery since the cure for hiccups.
Then I'm glad I was here to share it with you. We should go public immediately.
It's a very small sample, just a few people.
It all fits. The middle classes are a fertile ground for harbouring some genetic abnormality. The least mobile part of society. Children going to the same occupation as their parents, meeting someone at work, keeping the gene pool constant. It's even possible we could trace the ancestors back to one man who's the father of all the middle classes.
Oh, let's not be too hasty, Martin.
Look, if we do nothing, then hundreds of people will die. Thousands. Whereas if we act immediately and notify the papers, we can maybe save them. There's something in this, Callie. All we need are...
Donuts and coffee.
Paul, you shouldn't be in here. Have you met Callie? Paul's a friend of mine.
Hello, Callie. You like donuts, don't you?
Yes.
Good. Come on then, chaps. How's the ambling situation?
I'm not a chap.
You know we can't talk about that, Paul. I don't give out privileged information on the basis of distribution of bread-based products.
Well, let me know if you get anything. Radio Epping's always ready to hear from you. Anyway, I came to tell you that the chaps are going to do a spot of whittling this evening. Care to join us?
Wednesday is ham radio night for me.
Well, not to worry. Pip, pip.
Who's the dish?
A newsman. I should be careful. He might have spiked the donuts with some truth serum.
Oh, he can spike my donut any time.
Shall we pretend you didn't say that?
Yes, let's.
Very good, sir. We'll have your goods delivered. What day would be convenient?
Well, I'm available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Very good. I'll just make a note of that, Mr. Smith. T-W-A-T.
I'm sorry?
That's right, isn't it? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
What have you written by my name?
Oh, that's just the way we record when we can deliver something.
Oh, I see. Only...
Yes?
Well, it's not really all three, is it? Shouldn't it be or rather than and?
Oh, yes, you're right. That's Mr. Smith. T-W-O-T. My mistake.
Actually, Thursday's not so good for me.
No, Tuesday and Wednesday instead of Thursday. T-W-I-T.
Maybe not Wednesday either?
No problem, Mr. Smith. T-I-T. I can't tempt you to go for Saturday as well.
No. Friday?
Oh, F. No problem. You can be one of our effers. We have a lot of effers. Shall I tell the boss Mr. Smith is an effer?
Monday. That's just M, isn't it? I can do Monday and Friday.
M for mother.
No, forget it. Tuesday. I can only do Tuesday. What's the abbreviation for Tuesday?
Just T.
Good. I'll do that.
Excellent, Mr. Smith. See you next Tuesday.
Michael Materials writes to recount a story of when he witnessed a sheet of wrapping paper